Tonight, K-Fed spins the hits in the desert. Plus, local professor chases time right into a mountain. And has your week been as long as ours? All this and more on this week's TJ Weekly Podcast!
Welcome back.
Hey, hello.
I think I've welcomed people back before.
I think you have. Probably like a week ago.
Maybe. Guys, we really did it though. Every time we've been saying next week or we'll try to do a week. Last episode was July 13th.
Right.
This one, July 20th. It is a true TJ Weekly.
That is really nice.
So
good for us.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Round of applause.
Yeah, no, I think that was really beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
Two people in here.
So. Well,
so
it's about our fan base.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So what's been going on last week?
Man, it feels like it went really fast.
Mm.
But at the same time, I feel like so much happened that I can't even like keep it straight.
Right. It has been a real quick week.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like my life flashed before my eyes.
Okay.
I got married.
Oh.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah. And
nice.
I moved out of the state and had a child.
What? Was that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday-ish.
Okay.
And then
I remember that.
Then we moved back to California.
Which is why you're here now.
It was like, in saying it out loud, it seems like a bit much.
Right. But not really.
And then we had another child.
Wow. Yeah. This is amazing.
And then,
You really work quick.
And then in between that, just kind of a lot of baloney.
Phony baloney.
What about you?
Well, I also got married.
Did you?
Yeah. And now I'm a teacher. High school teacher. Which is weird.
Right in the middle of July, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they hired me.
Okay.
But it feels like 9 years or something like that.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Man, that is
a lot has happened.
And then I think about other weeks and I'm just like, did I even do anything these weeks?
Probably not. This week for both of us has been a really big life-changing week.
I would say so. What, besides all that, because obviously there's been more time to do other things.
Right? In a week?
You see any good flicks lately?
Let me see. I have seen... No, I haven't. Hmm. Is there any good movie out there nowadays, then?
I don't think so.
I mean, really, when you look at the box office...
Yeah.
It's in shambles.
It is in shambles. And I don't... It's like... I don't know what they could do to revitalize that. I don't know if they need to start bringing in, like... children's books or
right, or maybe if they all just went towards like superheroes,
yeah,
that might be the one thing that could really change the box office.
I mean,
because we haven't really, I mean, other than Batman,
right,
we really haven't gotten anything,
right? Well, we've had the first, well, X3 just came out.
Okay.
We still haven't seen it together.
No, so. We haven't. We should get out there for that.
Still really high hopes for that because I love the first two.
Right.
Yeah.
How, and they can't screw up
the, and it's the like so realistic now. Everything is
absolutely.
It's like you're there. And so, I mean, but I feel like if everybody tried to jump on the boat, it would be kind of.
Well, can you get that many people on the boat?
No, there's not that many.
It's like Thumbtanic.
Yeah.
Where they had two lifeboats, saved all
the
thumbs.
That's the one where they say we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes. That's
right?
Exactly where that came from.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that is the
that
one.
That was a good movie.
Wow.
That way
to go, Lucas.
Movie. We did go to the theater.
Yes.
Also, in between all that. Madness.
All
and
the
nonsense.
Craziness of that.
Yeah.
Week.
We did go to the theater together and watched a little throwback.
We did. It was a film called Time Chasers.
And that brings us to our first segment of the day.
Oh.
Hit it. Me.
TJ Weekly's Movie of the Week.
Oh, I am so sorry for that, but this is on you.
We gave you, what, 4 weeks now to...
4 weeks and no submissions?
Man.
Come on.
You failed us.
Gosh.
So like Mr. Theo was saying, we did go to the theater,
we
and we watched, they had a special retro showing of a movie called Time Chasers, which is one of my favorite Mystery Science Theater episodes.
Right. But the film itself, without Mystery Science Theater.
That's a hard watch.
It really was.
That's
it
like,
really was.
Yeah. It's set, I think it's 94 is when it's made.
Okay.
And it stars the unlikeliest of heroes. Mm. A very scrawny, geeky individual with, I think he has a mullet.
Right, but a pilot's license.
And all the girls come a running right. When you have a pilot's license.
Even if you're lengthy and geeky.
Yeah, yeah.
There's hope for you yet.
He's a professor at Castleton College. They don't play that too much.
I don't remember that at all.
It's basically one line.
I feel like he has a shirt on once.
That's how we really get into that character. But, yeah. You know, when you have a pilot's license, obviously it gives you the right to just mess with the space-time continuum.
Which he does.
And he does it well.
At first, most technology, right? It works out well. Yeah. And then it ends up almost destroying the human race.
Like most technology.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if Apple ever, you know, decided to make a phone or something like that.
Which would be ridiculous.
Who needs an Apple phone? I don't need
that. Can you bite it? Crunch?
Yeah. What am I going to do with that?
Oh, like the company Apple.
Right.
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Really?
I was thinking like an actual Apple. It's really weird.
But I think in the movie,
he has an Apple computer.
He had that weird workspace that I thought really... Yeah. Really was creepy.
Yeah, it was.
Papers everywhere.
Everywhere. Floppy disks. Lots of floppy disks.
What happened to floppy disks?
You know, I don't know. It's only been a few years.
That's when you have to pronounce.
Yes. Emphasize.
You don't want to say disk. Disk.
Disk.
Disk.
Floppy. Yes, indeed.
Disk.
Right. Yeah, he uses those floppy disks. This computer is inside the cockpit.
Yeah, and then so using a floppy disk
yes.
gets him that the technology was there uh-huh. in 94.
But this computer is definitely from like 1986.
True.
Cuz in 94 I had Windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 3.1, but I had Windows. Still on
that. Yeah, that was not good. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that we could have that technology in 94.
No.
If we still don't have it now.
Right.
Maybe we do.
Maybe
someone's messing us up right now.
I feel like when we get to like 2012, you know how they say all the crazy stuff's going to happen?
Right.
I feel like maybe then it'll be because of technology like this. Who knows?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
So he uses these floppy disks to go back in time. I don't know if it's a different disk per time period because I feel like he still types it in.
Right.
But I guess it's just one.
But it goes to the future.
Right.
Right.
He does go to the future. And then he sees the future, and it looks to me like still 94. But they don't let you out of the building, so you don't really get to know. The thing is, it's like a food court indoors. And so I guess that's...
I can't wait for all my food to be at a food court. I feel like that's the best thing in the world. Just a giant market
with
thousands of stalls of people selling...
The thing that I thought was cool in the future, or that should be in the future, was actually in present time for him. Was the office that was just at the top of the stairs. The stairs go to this office with no walls. It's just like the landing.
There was, and a desk, a phone, and that was it. That guy was weird.
And he was like the CEO of this company.
Maybe that's just where he's probably claustrophobic.
Maybe that's it.
And really afraid of heights. That's probably why he was on the top floor.
Yeah.
Just on the second floor.
Yeah.
With the great escape route. To the door.
So basically, he goes through time, and then somebody wants to buy this man that's in this upstairs balcony office, wants to buy his, or employ him, I guess, to create the technology for his company.
Right, which makes sense. I mean, if you have an idea like that, you're gonna sell out.
Absolutely, immediately.
Almost immediately. I don't know why you don't, but he does not.
Right.
Oh, wait, does he?
Well, I think he's ready to do it. The love of his life, who's
just
like
showed up.
She's a reporter, and he conned her into coming by saying his grandmother was going to go skydiving.
Every great relationship starts the
That's
lie.
The way it starts.
Yeah.
He cons her into it. I think she doesn't trust what's going on, but he still is like, got to get that paper.
I think we have to, it's like a biplane. Like, this plane isn't. I just want to make sure the audience understands plane from
Snoopy.
It's not. We're not like Boeing.
No, 747s. Absolutely not. It's like a Cessna. It's a small aircraft.
Yeah, it's the planes where
people
die.
Two-place or four-place, or whatever. Yeah.
It's those planes.
It's those kind of planes.
Yeah.
So the technology is all in that plane. He wants to sell. Then some stuff happens where he goes back to the future again. Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Back to the future.
Huh.
Huh. Wonder if they'll make another one of those.
God, I hope not.
I hope not.
Unless they can save Michael J.
And then he sees that the same future is now destroyed, knowing that he gave the evil corporate guy the keys to his plane.
Which is
take
really,
him to the future.
Which is really dumb.
Yes.
So
now that's when they want to
when they realize
this.
That they screwed up the future. But it's only what? How long in the future was that?
Oh, 50 years?
So
like that.
Who cares? He could have lived large and screw it. He would have
died by
then.
Vermont turns into like Mad Max.
What was he, like 40?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have made 90.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
And with the money he was going to make with that, I don't know.
I
would have been
maybe
selfish.
He'd buy Apple and make a phone. I don't know.
Stop with that. That's not going to happen.
I don't know.
So stupid. Anyway, so he goes finally. Doesn't he meet a weird old man?
Yeah,
and they help him get back to the future.
Definitely,
or back to the past.
Back to the past,
and then he jumps out of a plane, which is like my favorite scene in the movie.
It's so weird because at one point there is a Back to the Future poster in the back, kind of like a nod to. Mm. And this movie, by the way, was made by a 19-year-old. So actually, for knowing that, the quality of it's not terrible, but definitely not something that a studio would make. It's just a 19-year-old.
A 19-year-old with a budget?
I guess. And it was all local actors.
He had a plane.
Yeah, he did have a plane. His dad probably had a plane.
Yeah. Was that his dad? Was that his dad, the actor?
Maybe. Maybe somebody was.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. So.
So wait, were all those stunts done by those people?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So he jumped out of the plane.
Yeah. So there was a plane crash and everything. Like
it was
incredible. This kid was like, I'm just going to write this big budget film I have no budget for. We're just going to do it. We can't do it safely, but we're just going to do it.
Why do it?
Which is how I live life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All gas, no brakes.
So all gas, no brakes.
That's how this movie was made.
And so in the end, basically, he has to go back to like revolutionary times
to
off the guy or something.
Yeah. Why are they back there? They didn't need to go back there.
I don't know. I think they chased each other. Time chasers.
Time chasers.
There you go.
Just figured it out.
Yeah. All right, well, that's so watch it.
If you can find it.
Yes.
On a VHS.
It is on VHS.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, then run out to your local Blockbuster and pick that up.
Pick that puppy up.
Yeah.
All right, that was great. It was good to just relive that with you.
Because
there's a lot of questions while we were watching it.
Right. It just, even though it was this week that we saw it, it just felt like so far
like at
away.
Least like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Least. Yeah.
Crazy.
Man.
Besides movies, we obviously like to dabble in the arts.
We do.
A little bit.
We do.
And, you know, entertainment of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And especially one particular person we like to follow. What's that sound?
This week in Kevin Federline.
Yes, that's my favorite thing ever.
No, really, he's amazing.
Yes,
but he's had a tough week.
He's had quite the week. I mean, man, we both got married, but he got divorced.
Right, which is big news.
Big news. Yeah, and then they just kind of brushed it aside because then he got remarried.
Well, he got fat too.
He did, and then
ballooned.
He lost it.
He ballooned up and lost it.
I was looking at an article on Alta Vista,
as one does.
That's one does, and there was his exercise plan to actually lose the weight, and it was like 35 pounds in 4 days.
I think that's liposuction. There's no way
I didn't read
that.
It.
That's
but
not
I saw
healthy.
I saw
he would
the
have
headline.
Skin flaps at that point. That's not healthy.
Exactly, well, and that would slow him down dancing.
Right. Well, I did hear he did get remarried as well.
You're right.
And had two more kids.
That's crazy. So now he's up to six. He had two with Char.
Yeah.
Two with Brittany.
Right.
Two with I think her name is Victoria or something. I
didn't
know.
Research that.
I don't know.
It didn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, it's just like it. I couldn't research it because my mind couldn't wrap around
of why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, Brittany? Come on.
You don't leave Brittany.
No.
she leaves you.
Right.
But I think it was the other way around. I think he actually peaced out.
I mean, he hopped in his Kevin Ferrari line and just headed for the door.
You know, and since
I don't know why he was indoors with a Ferrari.
But. Right. And he's gone through such a transformation on his career from dancer to rapper to now DJing.
Yeah.
Did I miss one?
Well, according to the latest news, you're talking about him DJing.
Right.
News is that for the 3rd of July, and we didn't get this info until now, but he actually was DJing in El Paso.
What?
Yes. We should have been there.
We could have made it. That's not that far.
We didn't have anything to do.
No, we really didn't.
That was like, who knows?
So what? So he was DJing.
Yeah.
There.
And according to this article, just to fill you in, he is a dancer, rapper, fashion model, actor, etc.
Actor. What did he act in?
He's acting the fool. That's what he's acting.
Did they count that now?
I guess so.
Good for him. IMDb.
Well, whatever news organization El Paso 411 is. But
I don't. Is that a blogger site?
What's a blog?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird.
they had blogs.
Who knew? Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So their entire article is a total of three paragraphs. One paragraph being Britney Spears' ex-hubby is coming to the Sun City. Oh. That is the full paragraph.
Is it?
Yes.
I would have got marked down in English.
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah. And then they tell you all that I just gave you. And then the when and the where's.
Okay.
And then their final paragraph is just three sentences, sorry. Mm. I will read it verbatim because this is information I wish we had before.
Right. Pins and needles right now.
Yes. Quote, the event will feature K-Fed on the turntables as he DJs the night away.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the night away.
That sounds lovely.
Next sentence. Admission is free. Doors open at 2 p.m.
It's an early night.
Yes.
He's got to get home to those six kids.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah.
Not obviously. Messing around. Still a good dad. Maybe.
And then final sentence, there will also be hot dogs.
Oh, lovely. So, for purchase or also for free?
Well, it doesn't say.
Are there only
I assume they
got to
make up their
dogs?
Money somewhere.
There's going to only be hot dogs.
There will also be hot. I don't.
Oh, so yeah. They probably have a full bar menu. Who knows?
It's probably a hot dog bar, which would be delicious.
Is that a thing?
It could be.
That's a great idea.
I think that's what we're going to do for our next business venture.
Is a hot dog bar.
Hot dog bar.
Yeah. It could be mobile.
Yeah.
We could put it in a truck.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I'm just thinking way aside.
Roach coach?
Right now.
Like nobody would go to eat anything.
Well, no. You just, well, probably not because it's gross.
Yeah.
But if we can maybe get a van to, no?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Whatever.
But really, the 2 p.m., like we totally could have fit that in our schedule.
Right. I mean, because I'm in bed by 4.
Right. We could have gone to El Paso and come back.
Right.
Forget getting a hotel.
I'm just happy he has work. Good for that man.
Yeah.
Because he's had a hard week and he can party the night away.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
On those turntables.
It's hot dog party. And with that said.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of music, I guess.
Could have just called it a sausage.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's banging in your box?
Indeed.
Man.
What is banging in your box?
Well, right now, I would have to say the one that's banging in my box is Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Shakira.
Yeah.
It's like the ghost of chickens in here.
Got really worried, but that was that's nice. It's a nice track.
It's Hips Don't Lie.
Is it hips? Yeah, hips.
I totally thought it was Lips Don't Lie. Like that makes sense to me. Well,
maybe hers do, but her hips don't.
I can't understand a word she's saying.
She kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Shakira? I thought you were gonna just say Shakira.
Shakira.
She does sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, if Kermit was a Latin pop star.
That's a movie they should make as a new Muppets.
They really should. Maybe they should get Shakira in it.
Shakira. That'd be confusing for the kids to look away and they'd hear the voice and wouldn't know who was talking because it could be Kermit.
But she wouldn't lie.
No. Well, her hips wouldn't.
I guess. I don't know about that. But some other news that might be really interesting to some Justin Timberlake fans out there.
Ooh, sizzle.
There's been some rumors of a new single coming out. It is called Sexy Back.
That's a really weird name.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the name.
And it's one word, guys.
Right. There's no spaces. He has no time for spaces.
Okay, oh.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is the producer on this, somebody I've been a fan of for a while.
Oh.
Mainly a rap producer.
Really?
Worked with Missy. Done some R&B, Genuine, things like that. But Timbaland.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
I can't believe he's going to... So is he just doing that song or the...
I hope he does a whole NSYNC album.
That would be lovely. Bring back NSYNC.
Wouldn't it? I mean, they're just... I mean,
can you imagine those ticket sales now?
That'd be crazy. But obviously, he's kind of spreading his wings because he did Promiscuous, which is like number one on the charts right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but meh.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't understand what she's saying either.
I think there's a problem in music right now.
I think so. Yeah. Or it might be my ears, actually.
Could be.
I've been meaning. It was a long week. I've been meaning to go get him checked.
It's fine. You don't.
Had some stuff on my plate.
Who goes to the ear doctor, though? Really?
Not me.
No. I haven't been in years.
Obviously. Well, I mean, this has been a fun little little time. Do you have anything else?
Not much. Just excited, for the next one.
Okay. Yeah. I hope we get to do another week.
Yeah. This has been a fun week and lots to talk about.
Yeah.
But maybe next week will be even better.
Well, let's just get it in the books so we don't. Don't forget about it.
Yeah,
let more time pass.
That sounds great.
So
yeah.
It's the 20th. Let's do.
Everyone, get your calendars out.
Yes. Flip open my phone here.
Okay.
And 27. That should have been easy math. So
no, it really should have been.
So July 27th, 2016.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? Do you mean 2006?
That's what I assumed.
Let me see that.
Because our last one was.
Yeah, that. That does say 16.
July 13, 2006.
Oh. So you telling me it's been 10 years?
I mean, the phone's telling me that.
Mm-hmm. That could explain the long week.
Yeah. Also how my daughter's 5 years old. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Time chasers.